No matter what your upline has told you, what your company has told you, what the gurus have told you, marketing is not easy and it's not simple. It just isn't. That's why 95% of the people in the industry drop out. Because it's not easy like they all were taught. All of you, if you've had trouble with people, it has nothing, almost nothing to do with you. The little that it has to do with you, we're going to fix right here and now. But it has mostly to do with how you were taught. You know, you can't talk to three people and expect to get rich anymore. And maybe 50 years ago you could, because it was so new. But not today. So I just want to be sure, the whole idea behind this challenge is to give you access to people where you cannot really be embarrassed, because there's nobody that knows you, that you're calling, where you won't have a chance to go back for Christmas dinner. You know, when you screw it up a little bit, and it'll be just you. And you cannot excel and become expert if you don't screw things up first. There is no one I know who's ever achieved excellence without screwing it up every step along the way. Basketball players mostly miss. Baseball players, if they hit 300, people go, oh my gosh, that's incredible. That means they screw up 7 out of 10 times that they're at bat. I used to keep baseball cards as averages, and it's like, oh my gosh, somebody hits close to 300. And that means out of 10 times that they're up to bat, they only make a hit 3 times. That means they screw up 7 times. And these boys are paid $5, $6 million a year. So you're supposed to screw up. This is how it is. And it's not you screwing up, it's that there's a mismatch. So don't get this idea that everyone's going to want this because they have a skin. That's one of the silly things that they promote, because they want you to talk to everyone. But I'm here to tell you that you'll find three principles that we teach here, which if you agree with them in your heart, will relieve the greatest amount of stress that I can think of, that most people that I've worked with for 27 years have had about this business. Because everyone points to themselves, particularly the women, and go, well, it must be me, because obviously everyone else is making all this money. Well, first of all, they're not. Very few of the people make big money. That's why we all know who the 5 top earners in the company, in every company, are out of hundreds and hundreds of thousands, okay? And things are not really what they appear. So three things you should know as we go along. And these are the opposite of probably everything you've ever been taught, so I'm going to tell you to be ready. Number one, everyone is not your prospect, nor are they your suspect, nor are they anything else of yours or mine or Vicky's or Susie Q's or anybody's. Everyone is their own person. So nobody is, there's no such thing as everyone is my prospect. And let me give you the example to kind of make that clear. Let's say that you are marketing a skincare line or a vitamin, some kind of supplement line. And let's say that your product is, say, $85, $90 a month, okay? And you are calling everybody like they tell you to do, you know, get all your warm markets, call them all up, and tell them how great this thing is that you've got. So you call, I don't know, Aunt Lulu or something. You tell her, oh, Aunt Lulu, I got this great thing, you're going to love it. And you get her to sample the product. So you say skincare cream. So she says, okay, I'll try some. So you give her some, or you give her a tube or whatever you do, and a week later you call her up and say, great, so how was it? And so she says, oh, I liked it very much. And you figure, okay, great, you're going to buy it now, right? And she says, but you know, honey, it's not really for me. And you go, well, why not? You said you liked it and it worked for you, so how come you're not going to buy it? I mean, wouldn't you guys all think that? Kind of go, how come? And she says, well, you know, it's really too expensive. And you go, oh. And you go away, think, oh, you know, I gave the sample, I did the thing, and you don't know really exactly what's wrong. And many people stay in this situation, and they figure, well, what's going on here? How come it worked for her, she liked it, she's my aunt, or, you know, we're not on bad terms or anything, how come she didn't buy? Well, what you don't know is that your Aunt Minnie uses Pond's for $6 a month. Pond's skincare cream is a giant, giant company. They do hundreds of millions of dollars worth of business, and they have a giant market of people who buy that cold cream for $6 or $7 U.S. a month. So if your product is $87 a month, was she really a prospect for you and for your product at $87 a month? And just ask yourself, was she really a prospect or not? See, that's one of the big issues. We'll teach you here how to do this, but one of the big issues in our industry is typically in any other thing that ends in the word marketing, you know, sales and marketing, but like we do network marketing, multi-level marketing, direct sales, whatever you want to call it, we make money in this business. You make money when you get a customer or you get a recruit or an associate or a rep, whatever they're called. And whoever it is buys a package of product, $100, $200, $500, $1,000, doesn't matter. They buy a bunch of the product, no matter what whether they're a customer or a rep. On that purchase, you earn a percent. Unless they buy and the person is connected to you, you don't make jack. So you can share all you want. You can give away all you want. You can demo all you want. You can talk all you want. Unless somebody plunks down a credit card and says, give me $500 worth of this stuff or $200 or $5,000 worth, and that order is linked to you on the company's computers, you don't make any money. So if you, and normally in the marketing business, people talk about who is your audience. You know, who should you be marketing this to? And this is a totally foreign concept in the network marketing industry for as long as I've been in it, which is going on 28 years. Their idea of market, which is what you will hear, of course, is that everyone will want this. Well, there is no market for everyone. There's nothing everyone wants, including being alive. Some people commit suicide. Some people believe in God, some people don't. Some people like a Range Rover for $80,000, and some people have enough money to buy the whole Range Rover company, like Sam Walton, and he still drives around in a used pickup truck. So we have taste, we have values, and marketing is about values. It's not about you telling somebody how great this is and they ought to buy it. That's not how any marketing works, except in our industry, which is a big reason so many people fail.
Hi there, this is Kim Claver, and I'm glad you made it to the end. The whole idea of marketing is to find your audience, that is, people who are likely to buy what you've got. And because every product from cars to skincare to computers to homes, you name it, every product has a range from low end to medium to high end. And the high ends and mediums and low ends are all based on different values, whether it's certified organic or whether it's high end, high priced leather in the cars. All product lines have low to medium to high end, and that's why you want to find the audience for the type of product, first of all, at all, like skincare cream, for example, or vitamins. A lot of people don't use any kind of skincare cream or don't use any supplements. So you want to find out if people use that, first of all, at all, and then if so, what range they are, so that you can offer the right thing to the right person. And one of the quickest ways to do that is to lead with the value set of what you've got. So if you're looking for someone for skincare who's really into high end and into spa quality stuff, that sort of product, the person will expect that it's going to cost a little more than $6 pond's cream. And if you'd like to learn how to do that, I have a course for that, a program called 100 Customers, 100 Days. It's called also the Customer Enchilada. And you can get that at this website, sayxyz.com. So you can type in sayxyz.com, just like that. And it'll take you to the page where you can get the 100 Customers, 100 Days program. And because you're listening to this, we will add in something special for you. If you're interested in marketing on Facebook, I have a little introductory workshop called How to, quote, Sell on Facebook Without Selling on Facebook. Because, of course, I do a lot of Facebook work. I get a lot of customers, get a lot of orders from people on Facebook, but not by directly selling. It's all done indirectly, and I'd like to show you how to do that. It's just a little introductory workshop for $27, except it'll come free when you order the 100 Customers, 100 Days program. So it'll show you a little bit about how Facebook works, so you can begin to think about how to use Facebook as your well for your prospects when your warm market's all done. All right, so go to sayxyz.com and you can see what the program is there that shows you how to ask for the right people depending on what your product type and value of the product is. And then we'll throw in the little Facebook workshop to give you a little intro on how to use Facebook. All right, this is Kim Claver. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to see what else we've got, come to my resource site, kimclaveracademy.com. KIMKLAV like Victor ERACADEMY.com. All right, talk to you soon.